As we've been hearing, the Special Criminal Court has ruled that secret Garda recordings of conversations between Gerard Hutch and former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall while they were in Northern Ireland can be used as evidence against him. 8 of the 10 hours of conversations were recorded in the North. Gerard Hutch objected on the basis that the surveillance carried out was conducted outside the state and was illegal. However, Ms Justice Tara Byrne said that while the evidence was gathered unlawfully, the court is satisfied the officials acted in good faith and ought to be admitted in the interests of justice. 59-year-old Hutch from the Paddocks in Clontarf has pleaded not guilty to the murder in 2016 of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin. Well, let's talk now to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who was in court this morning for this ruling. Paul, let's just rewind a little bit here and outline for us, if you will, the objections by Gerard Hutch's legal team to the admission of these audio recordings.
Well, there was two main objections, the court said this morning. First of all, they were objecting to the authorisation by a district court judge. Before the Gardaí can put a bug on a car or in somebody's home, they have to apply to a district court judge, and they also have to outline, give some grounding information, outline a document, and then the judge authorises it or doesn't authorise, as the case may be. In this case, the defence had claimed that the authorisation by the district court judge was not lawful because the judge wasn't told that the SUV, which the Gardaí bugged, Jonathan Dowdall's SUV, was going to be driven north and going to go into Northern Ireland. The second grounds of objection was the fact that the Mr. Hutch was objecting to the fact that the recordings, 8 of the 10 hours of the recordings to be used as evidence against him, were recorded in Northern Ireland, which he said was illegal because it's outside the jurisdiction. And he also had an objection as well because he said his constitutional right to privacy had been impinged.
So what then about this ruling by Ms. Justice Tara Byrnes? She did concede that they were unlawfully gathered, these recordings, but she also decided to admit them in evidence.
Yeah, they made the three judges made a number of points in the ruling today, which was delivered by the presiding judge, Ms. Justice Tara Byrnes. They ruled that the Gardaí, first of all, have no power to investigate or gather evidence in another state, and that the Gardaí cannot operate independently in another jurisdiction. The other jurisdiction in this case is Northern Ireland. She also said that the court was not satisfied that the fact that the Surveillance Act included references to planes and ships which can move outside the state, and therefore there's an implication that the Oireachtas had allowed for such bugging and such recordings to take place outside the state. She said that in the light of this country having vast territorial waters, this submission does not hold water. The deployment of a surveillance device in a foreign jurisdiction, the court ruled, cannot be read into the Surveillance Act. Also, the court did not accept either the prosecution's argument that the devices were attached and removed in this country, and that the recordings were also downloaded here, so that while the conversations may have taken place in Northern Ireland, the prosecution was claiming that everything was done within this state and therefore it was lawful. The court rejected that because they made the point that these listening devices, there was evidence given by a surveillance officer that these listening devices can be listened to live. So therefore the conversations in Northern Ireland, while not in this case or in another jurisdiction, can be listened to live. However, the judge said that while the evidence was gathered unlawfully, there was, quote, no mala fides on the part of the Gardaí. She said that they had proceeded on the basis that it was lawful and that the finding of unlawfulness is a new determination of this court. The judge also said that the court was satisfied that the relevant officers of the NSU had acted in good faith and that the illegality was unknown. The court, she said, was satisfied that the conversation ought to be admitted in the interests of justice, and it will admit into evidence the conversations in Northern Ireland as well as the other 2 hours of conversations that were recorded south of the border.
So the case then will resume on that basis. These recordings have already been listened to, of course.
They have already been heard because the prosecution wanted the court to hear them. The defence did object but didn't make a formal objection, so the court was happy to have them played. Now, Ms Justice Byrnes also said that Dowdall and Hutch were clearly discussing criminal behaviour and they were planning a combative strategy for the Hutch family. However, she said the court hasn't determined that any of the conversation relates to the charge that Mr Hutch faces. We know he's pleaded not guilty to the murder of David Byrne. She also said the court has determined in a general way that criminality was discussed, but the probative value of that conversation has yet to be established, and the court will determine this in due course. Specifically then, she's allowing, the court is allowing the conversation to be admitted in evidence, but the value of that evidence and whether or not they accept it or not is still to be, has still to be established. But she did make the point that it was of further significance that the evidence of the conversation between Hutch and Dowdle can be given by the other party. This refers to Jonathan Dowdle, and he, as we know, is due to testify for the prosecution in this case. And the court also made the point that there'd been no breach of Gerard Hutch's constitutional rights. A breach of constitutional right does not apply, as Justice Tara Byrne said, the deployment of private spaces can be used for criminal purposes.
Paul Reynolds at the Special Criminal Court, thank you for that.